Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Crispin.
I like it. That sounds like a new breakfast cereal.
Crispin.
Crunchitize me, Crispin. There's a lot of sugar in it, too.
So her husband is creeping out some of the neighbors.
Okay. I'm just curious, if you guys were hanging out with some fellow neighbors, how many swinging jokes would be one too many? And you would start to wonder, are our neighbors actually trying to hit on us?
So I'm wondering if anybody wants to call and get in on this. We can use the voice disguiser, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Is this how it usually happens? Like,
oh, you make a joke?
Like when you get into swinging situations, that it starts with a joke, and then it starts with another joke, and then all of a sudden, everybody starts taking it a little bit more seriously. Is that how these things go down? And everybody else go down? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
All right, so what happened was, you will recognize that when you have kids and then there are neighbors who have kids of similar age, you end up hanging out more and you become closer with your neighbors. Before we had Jimmy, it was like I came home, pulled into the driveway, I was a little hermit, didn't really talk to anybody. Now that we have a kid who is outside and we're meeting people, we've actually gotten really, really close with a lot of our neighbors. And it's like this really nice, beautiful little community that we've built. And you never know what kid is at which house. It's just, it's really sweet. And one of our neighbors who we've been hanging out with a lot now, they have a kid who's a little younger than Jimmy. And so they play really great. We've been hanging out with them. So yeah, I want to preface, like, these are like parental play dates. So the kids are present when these comments are being made. Yeah. They're not hearing it, obviously, because they're doing their thing.
Yeah, but, and it would go way over their head anyway, I would think.
Yeah, but on three separate occasions, my husband has cracked a joke about swinging with said neighbors. Now, I know he's kidding.
The same neighbors or different neighbors?
The same neighbors. Oh,
yeah. Is he kidding?
Yes, okay. He is kidding. And my husband has this very unique sense of humor. He has a very dry sense of humor. He can be hilarious. Not all the time, but he can be hilarious. And he really knows how to deliver a good punchline. Like, it'll just throw you for a loop. Because when you meet my husband, he is just kind of very middle of the road. He's not over the top. He doesn't people please. He's not kissing anybody's butt. He is who he is. That's just the kind of person he is.
He's standoffish, but processing. And you can see it, which makes it more intimidating.
Right?
For sure.
He can be an intimidating person. But once you crack that hard outer shell, there is like this soft, gooey man inside who would do anything for his friends and his family. And he can land a mean joke. And I just noticed that we had hit three swinging jokes. And then my dumbass, like, I don't know why I felt like I needed to double down. So then I threw a swinging joke in there because I try to overcompensate to, like, well, I don't want them to think that Bart thinks we really want to do this. So if I crack a joke, it will, like, really bear down on the fact that we're not interested in this. So now there have been not one, not two, not three, but four swinging jokes.
Oh, yeah. They think y'all ready.
The same couple in our neighborhood. And I am starting to panic a little bit, and I don't know how to reverse swinging course.
This is an area I have no education in.
Other than you just literally coming out and saying you guys know these are jokes, right? But at the fourth joke, I'm pretty sure. They think y'all on them swings for real.
No, I think you should lean into the joke. I think you guys should just become swingers.
There you go.
Just commit to the bit. Really? Why not just one day just be like, y'all want to
own it? Yeah. Put a pineapple out on right out of the front door. Isn't that supposed to be the signal?
Yeah, apparently. So the joke I made, Bart had done another one of his stupid swings. Jokes or whatever, and everybody does like the ha 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 ha. Well, they had had like one of those Theraguns laying on the coffee table or whatever, and because she had some work on her hip and she was working on her hip, so this Theragun is just laying out when we go over to do this play date with the kids. So I just pick up the Theragun and I was like, do you guys leave this out on purpose?
Y'all are not helping.
You're
not helping. You're going the wrong way.
We are so creepy.
I do think something subconsciously happens when you try to, when you want to convince people that you're not something that you're not, that you start making, you start overcompensating by making jokes about it, and then you therefore then start putting like this idea in people's heads that you are what you're trying to convince them that you're not, because you know that you're not, but you're trying to cope with it through humor. Does that make sense?
That is 1,000% what is happening here. 1,000%. Because once he did that third joke, I just felt like I had to go in to really, like, you know,
get the point.
Yes, we're driving it home.
If you're looking at just strictly the numbers of swinging, you got four people, right?
Yes.
If it's basic swinging, I'm guessing. You got four people.
Yeah, well, there's four of us,
right?
Yes.
Isn't there going to be one person that's sort of...
Oh, the swinging odds.
The swinging, yeah. Like, you're not going to get four really great-looking people generally together. Don't you think one is going to sort of be not like the others?
That's where you were going with this.
So I thought he was going to talk about not everybody was going to be on board. But you're just talking about, like, aesthetically, there's one person you're not going to want to bone?
Yeah. Like, if you got two couples together, two are going to be really happy, and the other one's going to be like, I got to be with that dude.
Yeah, chances are one of the couples are definitely getting the bad end of the deal.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.